friend, and thank you so much. It's Bill Left and Wendy Snyder on WGN. Without a doubt, one of the most exciting things to happen in this city in a pretty darn good long time is what happened over with Jackie Robinson West, the team that captured our hearts, captured our imaginations, and won the U.S. World Series. The manager of that team, Daryl Butler, joins us right now. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. How's everything?
Oh, everything's magnificent. You guys have had quite a ride.
Yeah, it's been one heck of a day today.
I know you sound a little wiped out, but we can't blame you. A big reception at the parade and everything today. I mean, you got to be like adrenaline high, but now it's like, oh man, I'm tired.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't get tired. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Daryl, I want to quote you from today's rally. You said to your mom and dad, "Thank you for having me. That was a lovely moment."
Yeah.
And you're not tired.
No, I'm not tired, and you know, I feel they did a great job. Well, I was being silly with that one. My mom and dad, they know how I am, so that was just me being a little funny.
And Daryl, Bill and I were talking about this earlier. Bill had mentioned, well, you say it, about how well-mannered these kids and great they were, which just only goes to show what a great manager Daryl is.
No doubt about that, Daryl. They showed nothing but poise from minute one to minute last. Well, what do you attribute that to?
The coaching staff, me, Jerry Houston, Jason Little, pretty much. You know, preach that day in, day out to the point where either they get tired of hearing it or they're gonna actually listen to us. So I think you know, them hearing it all the time, it kind of you know, embedded in their head. That's how you're supposed to act. That's how you're supposed to move. And they showed it out. They showed it.
Well, tell your parents that I'm glad they had you too, because
sure,
you've done a great job managing them. I have a question for you. I can't remember the kid's name, the home run hitter who was kind of hot dogging it a little bit and went and apologized to the other team's manager to say, "Sorry, I really shouldn't have done that." Did you tell him to do that?
You talking about Trey Hodges? No, that was something that he did on his own. He's just a great kid, and he's one of the nicest kids that you will ever meet, like seriously. And I guess he felt like he was doing, you know, hot dogging too much. I didn't really see that, you know, it wasn't that big of a problem to me, but it was something he felt that he did. So he took it on himself and apologized to the coach, and then the coach gave a good response. "Hey, man, you just hit a home run, have fun with it." So, it all worked out.
If you're just joining us, we're talking, Wendy and I are speaking with the coach of the Jackie Robinson West team, Daryl Butler. Daryl, do you notice any difference in the boys from when this all started, when the ride first started at the beginning of the season till today? Do you notice any difference in their personalities?
Personality-wise, yeah, I see things that you guys don't see, so they are still super silly and super funny to me.
Good.
A lot of personality. One thing is that they are growing up right before our eyes. This experience have definitely, you know, taught them a lot that I think experience only teaches. So, like I said, this exact experience have grown them up pretty fast in a good way though.
Daryl, did they realize the magnitude of everyone watching? I mean, it might have hit home when people met them at Midway when the plane came home, but do you think they were aware of the fact that everybody was just so into this team?
I don't think they recognized the magnitude, how big it was. We told them pretty much, you had a lot of people in Chicago cheering for you and a lot of people across the nation cheering for them, and, you know, they heard us say it, but I don't think it really hit them until they got off their plane and realized how serious it was. And, you know, when it was people crying at the airport and pulling at them. And, I mean, just all the things that they wasn't, you know, used to. I think then they kind of realized, like, wow, we really touched a lot of people and we had a lot of fans here in Chicago.
What do you hope for these kids in the future? I mean, it's really hard to have something this incredible happen to you at such a young age. What if you could have anything, any hope for these guys, what will their future look like?
I'm honestly thinking this would definitely motivate them to continue to do what they're doing or try to do better. You know, we hear the cliche all the time, you know, hard work pays off. And, you know, that's what you hear. But they can actually, you know, agree to it or have experience that all their hard work, not just this year, just over the years have paid off, and it showed from you know, them being the number one team in the United States and having all the success they had and coming home to parades and things of that nature. This is all because they decided to work hard at a very young age, and it's paying off. So this will motivate them to continue to work hard to you know, get these kind of accolades for the rest of their life.
And when's dinner with Ernie Banks? Didn't Ernie Banks offer to take the whole team out to Harry Caray's for dinner? When's that happening?
Honestly, it's so many things that's going on right now.
All good.
I'm serious. I don't have a clue on what's next. I'm just going along for the ride. And they say, hey, you got to be here. I say, okay. And well, we got this coming up. I just say, okay. So we just, you know, I don't even know what we have tomorrow or Friday or Saturday or anything like that. But I know I'll be there.
Savor every minute of this, Daryl. You deserve it. It's Daryl Butler, the manager of the Jackie Robinson West Stars. What a fantastic story this has been, Daryl. Thank you very, very much.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate you guys.
And absolutely. Congratulations.
Yep, all the way. It's Daryl Butler.